Box around.
Why does that sound like a Christmas song?
I don't know. It's what was in my head.
Box around and find out.
We went down the rivers, we crossed the plains, over the mountains, we forded streams. We went west. We trapped, we mined, we carved our names. With guns and axes, we sought our fame. Our destiny was manifest. And God helped those who stood in the way of business, progress, and the USA.
USA.
Found a new genre of movie.
What would that be?
I don't
be?
Believe you.
Vansploitation.
Just like the A-Team?
Like would the shoes? Be? Or like the it's just Vans and fucking bikinis with their titties hanging out?
Close.
Huh?
Look at the catalytic converter on that son of a bitch.
Supervan. You ever watch that?
No.
Would the old,
is that a split window?
Would the Rev Brown...
the fuck is that?
It's what? A... George Barris is in the movie, too. He made the Batmobile.
Oh, George Barris. Hell yeah.
Would the Rev Brown Captain America be vansploitation?
Yep.
Because he just drives around in a van.
Well, he drives out of a van.
I want to. Well, he drives the van around because he wants to paint the coast.
Yeah, yeah. But he also drives his motorcycle out of the van. That's a fucking crazy van.
This is late 70s prime airbrushed, dude. You know, wizard on the side.
I want.
Do they have Smokey and the Vandit?
Ooh, nope. I like it. I want this on a shirt, though. I want it to say ACAB, get that freewheeling feeling, where it's just like a van knocking over a cop car.
And
that's rad.
Guess who else makes a very a five-second cameo assistant to the wet T-shirt contest?
G. Gordon Liddy.
Bukowski.
Oh, what?
And he's like being as lecherous as he can be, and he's like trying to get close to this young lady with a wet shirt, and she's like...
Oh, no. Yeah,
well, it's wet T-shirt contest, not a wine tasting. I guess you know you're going to expect a degree of lechery. So, yep. Not like
lecherous is the nicest thing you could say about
slightly
that
less
guy.
Lecherous than like one of those dog shows. You know, like ooh, look at the haunches.
Eyes, ears,
ouch.
Gums.
Am I seeing right? Where's she putting her hands now?
She's just checking out the dog's. Testicular area. Ooh. to make sure that everything is intact.
Hate to go out on a date with Judge Edie Franklin, have her judge me. That'd be no fun.
Would you please take your dog down and back for me, please?
Ooh, Bukowski had a dog show.
Right. Ooh, God.
Well, fuck, I exciting. Last week I got to go guest on the History Boys podcast. So that was fun. So that'll be coming about. It'll probably come out before this drops, but we didn't talk about it last time, so
yeah.
So go
not
go
until
listen
after
to that.
We recorded.
Yeah, we revisited, or they visited for the first time, but I revisited the Mad Trapper of Rat River with him. So
which was what that was a Christmas.
That was well, we decided we couldn't do Christmas because before Charles Dickens, there was
Christmas
no Christmas. There was
exist,
like
yeah.
Eat a turnip and go back to work. So that was the one with the Wendigo and there may be mastodons and then the Mad Trapper.
Fuck yeah.
So
speaking of Christmas, it was recently it's still up on my phone. It was recently what's the zombie Jesus day?
Easter.
And I found this.
That's actually the day we recorded the
found this on the internet.
Yes. Don't cross the streams.
It's the Ghostbusters zapping Jesus as he's floating. Fucking awesome.
Excellent. He is risen. Fuck.
Yeah. Get him.
Just turn into white gloop after.
Yeah.
Ectoplasm. There's, Jesus blows his nose and you want to keep...
There's probably a good degree of Easter equips on that History Boys episode because we all realized it was Easter at the same time as we all congregated all hungover. And
whoops.
It's like, oh, God. Oh, yeah. He is risen. So am I. And I feel like shit. Yeah. But no, it was a great time. It's a good episode. Should enjoy it. A lot less fart noises. Same.
Boo.
Kinda, well, you know.
They're just... We mic our asses here.
Yes.
You probably
yeah,
didn't
we lean
mic
in,
her.
We lean yeah. into it.
That's right. I've got these three stained microphones that are specially situated.
Yeah, well, we got that kick drum mic where it's just a mm-hmm. big speaker.
Yep.
Right up, right by my
wired
ass.
Backwards.
Yep.
But Jerry's more comprehensive in his, like, well, not that Will does a bad job, but, like, you know, Jerry's very meticulous about his
well, they don't mind taking 3 hours for
but that's,
an episode.
But that's also the thing is I've made sure try to derail it as much as humanly possible.
Fuck yeah.
So that's how we do things around here.
Keep it real. I'm gonna drink this green thing.
Yeah, drink the green thing.
This other green thing.
The Red Bull Ecto Cooler.
Karuba Elderflower.
What the fuck is a Karuba?
I don't know.
It's Jamaica. Some sort of organic douchebag or something.
Or is it Suruba? Someone.
It's probably made
out there.
Cuban rhubarb. That's what it is.
Sounds like a Karuba Elderflower is a thing.
Oh.
What if you wrapped cigars in rhubarb?
Oh, God. This looks like a fucking alien egg pod. Look at that thing.
Yeah, sure does.
I think those are stuffed testicles.
Jalapeno is stuffed with frog eggs.
Yeah. Mmm. Oh, God. That's terrifying. Sabroso. Banana passion fruit.
It's kind of like if corn fucked an okra.
Like the band?
No, like... Oh. Like.
Oh, did I tell you I'm in a corn cover band?
Oh, no shit.
In Spanish?
Why? Oh, did you join that too?
No.
Oh.
But I did write a song about Gorn and called it Gorn Porn.
There
so.
You go.
Karuba, otherwise known as the banana passion fruit.
Well, that, I mean, on the surface, that doesn't sound terrible.
Yeah.
I don't want my fruit to be passionate.
On the outside, it looks like a lemon fucked a cucumber, actually.
Right.
I want my vegetables to be passionate.
Yeah, I mean, it's, depending on, well, a lot of them, they're vivisected in the pictures you're showing me. Like,
there's just full of eggs.
Normally, it just kind of looks like a yellow cucumber when it's just chilling.
Yeah, but once you cut it open, that's when all the spiders get out.
That's when it spawns.
Well, I'm passionate about jerky, though.
Anyways, Karuba Elderflower Red Bull, here we go.
Ooh, okay. This is bloody. Maybe it does need to be refrigerated.
Or maybe it needs to be dehydrated first. It's like,
oh, geez.
Is it just a roast? Oh, my God.
Will brought in something that said famous beef jerky, so we're trying
people
to figure
just
out who,
give me jerky.
Who it's made of.
Holy shit.
Whoa, that's like some cowboy shit, dude.
It's hard. I don't think it's bloody.
Will.
That's part of a cow.
Like workaholics when they huge. Try to make their own jerky. You ever seen that one?
Nope.
How do you try to make it? It's real easy.
Well, they just have like a quarter of a beef hanging up in their in their house. And
oh, you're gonna want to cut that up. So, yeah.
Well, that's just aging beef.
Yeah,
that's
dry aged beef. I make jerky all the time if I can afford steak. And then I pretty much eat it as it comes out of the oven and never have any to store.
This is just as gross as regular Red Bull, just in a different way.
See, regular Red Bull is like the only energy drink I'll actually drink.
Yeah,
because it was like the OG when I was
You're in Germany.
Yeah, but like I couldn't get behind Paul drinks of. Rockstar.
Oh, dude. I used to rate my hangovers when I was a mechanic on the star system, how many rock stars it took me to get through the day.
God.
And then I'd get off work and I would stop at 7-Eleven and I would buy two, back when they had Rockstar 21, the energy drink liquor.
Trying to fight with Four Loko.
Yep. I'd have two of those and then I'd go to the bar.
Sounds like a total army day.
If you think Mountain Dew
makes you dumb, drink that.
Part of this complete breakfast.
Did you say Rob Dew? Oh, Mountain Dew.
Rob Dew. Fucking, I'll stick with my Truly Wild Berry. What kind of berries? We don't know. It claims...
Are they passion?
Truly Wild.
It looks like, except for strawberries in the wild don't look like that.
Not really.
There's no... I mean, wild strawberries are wee.
Yeah.
Tiny. But that's just a strawberry, a blackberry, and some raspberries.
Well, and wild blackberries are huge because they're fucking unkillable.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, why shouldn't... Well, they're wee, as we know from Will, they're from the Himalayas.
From a eugenicist.
That's right.
And the eugenicist. Yes, they're Frankenberries. Contains
2% juice.
Yep.
Wow. Why at that point?
Well,
just put the liquor in there.
The important part is not the 2% juice. It's the 5% alcohol.
That is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
Truly wild berry.
I actually like this better. This particular flavor I like better than White Claw.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like it. And it's
just drink Zima.
It's really cheap. If they had that available, probably.
I drank Zima.
Don't they have cowboy water or something?
What?
Cowboy water?
You mean ranch water?
Ranch water. There you go.
That's just fucking tequila, soda water, and lime juice.
Oh, God.
That's all it is.
Nope. Nope. Okay. Nope. I'd rather it was like ranch dressing, soda water, and lime juice.
Oh, that was the drink I made one time, the El Pollo Loco, where it was ranch. Yeah. It was ranch dressing,
chicken,
tequila, and then you rim the glass with a chicken top ramen flavor packet.
Oh, yeah.
And then you float 151 on top and light it on fire.
Didn't you employ like a drumette or something in there? Or was that something different?
No, it was the chicken.
Oh, the Wing Wednesday.
The Wing Wednesday was the one, yeah. I used to make videos.
Along with the wavy,
cocktail videos,
the wavy gravy.
The wavy gravy. The getting wet after midnight.
What was the gremlin one?
That was the one. That was the
getting wet after midnight. Yeah.
Where we figured out a way that you could like drop a drumstick into the fucking drink and it turned the whole thing green.
And then there was the Final Destination where you figured out a way you could cut your finger on a tiny table saw.
Oh, and then fucking and chop
have
my
one
eyeball
into your neck.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect.
You got. You've not seen any of these videos, Will?
I have them all on my computer. I'm gonna have to supercut them and put them on YouTube.
Surprised the Academy has not approached me for my fucking After Effects skills. The 5 minute After Effects fucking. Jesus Christ.
Anyways,
what else? There was something else of import I was gonna say, and then we got talking about juice.
You'll remember it in episode two because we have many episodes.
Yeah,
to get
or
through.
I'll just like blurt it out in the middle of this one. There all right, perfect. Welcome back to How the West Was Fucked. So if you're with us last time, we started talking about John C. Fremont. We're going to continue talking about John C. Fremont.
I think I said this last time.
For a very long time.
You said this last time, but every time you say John C.
Riley,
I just imagine John C. Riley in fucking like a white powdered wig.
Well, no, it's more like put a beard on him.
Oh, put a beard on him.
And less curly of hair.
Okay.
But otherwise, cool. It's not too far off, I guess. Right. He doesn't quite have that.
Two eyes, two nostrils, one mouth?
Yep.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Just like the Loch Ness Monster.
Killed it. By Beverly Dingus, a poem.
He's this guy's the poster boy for Manifest Destiny, so.
Right, well, love how
Manifest. He's like the Tiger Beat of Manifest
Destiny.
Well,
he got the idea, like everybody
else,
from
the United States.
From the journalist John O'Sullivan, John L. O'Sullivan.
Not John L. Sullivan,
not
the boxer?
Not John L. Sullivan, the boxer.
Okay, got it.
But it's very close. It'd be funny if it was the boxer. You got enough head trauma. Like, hey!
I think we need to take over the rest of the United States.
So, but yeah, different Sullivan. O'Sullivan, not Sullivan. Big difference.
L. Sullivan.
One's slightly more Irish.
One's Spanish. One's L. Sullivan is Spanish. Yeah. Yeah.
If you get an O Irish. And a Mick at the same time, then that's double Irish. Then.
Give me an example of that.
Mick O'Sullivan.
I think anything you put an O in a Mech sounds more like Mayan or
Mech Sullivan.
Yeah.
He's a fucking robot.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, Comic Sans.
We're going to let Will continue with Comic Sans and the NPR tote bag voice shirt. Yep. Hat.
Oh,
I'm just saying things that I see now.
We're talking about Qbert or Abert.
Yeah.
He was the head of the map making for the Army. And there's also a lake and a scarp out in eastern Oregon.
A scarp?
What's a scarp?
It's an escarpment, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, basically.
That's how the kids call it these days. Mm-hmm. It's not cool to say escarpment. Hey, man, you been out to the scarp?
Yep.
Wait, what was the other thing you said? Escarpment?
Escarpment.
It's one of the biggest in the whole country.
Yeah.
What?
Don't you know your escarpments?
No. Yeah. Well, he didn't know what reconnoitering or reconnaissance were the
I know
reconnaissance.
Fuck you.
Yeah, we also had to mock you relentlessly for it.
I was going to watch the eclipse there last year.
Oh, that's what I was going to talk about, is the fact that we're all going to be consumed by the volcano mouth of Zorp. Come Monday when the
fucking finally
when the fucking,
end the shit,
when the fucking eclipse
end the shit.
The eclipse that caused the New Jersey earthquake yesterday or 2 days ago.
What? There's a New Jersey earthquake?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, cool.
And Marjorie Taylor Greene says it's because baby Jesus is pissed at us, so we
got to
repent.
Jesus, come get me, dude. I'm sick of editing these fucking episodes.
He got your proton.
These fucking natural
got him.
Natural disasters are, you know, but there's like, well, they also happen where people don't live, so. Are you just punishing an island or something now? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, escarpments are, well, there's a lake there that's drying up because it's a salt lake, but I was going to stop there. But if there's an escarpment there to the east and the eclipse was from the east, I'm like, I'm not going to be able to see this from this bottom of this escarpment.
The eclipse is not able to see from the escarpment.
Yeah.
You ride your e-bike out to the escarpment.
Yep. But basically, the Great Basin, which is most of Nevada and parts of all the other states.
I've seen greater.
Yep. But if you piss there, it's not going to go anywhere.
It's going to go into the bottom of the basin.
It's going to go back into you?
Mm-hmm.
No, that'd be the haunted basin.
But that's what Fremont discovers.
Wow.
But basically the whole of Nevada is all these, you know, fault block ridges. So it's like a mountain.
That just cuts off?
And then goes.
Well, it was like.
Yeah, it's like the,
it
gore,
was like
the Gordon
it was like a shoreline, right?
Yeah, well, it's and all then, these faults that are, you know.
Oh, faults.
Yeah, it's. I suppose I should not point. In
yeah,
the
it's
audio
an, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's an escarpment
it's,
to
it's,
a fault.
It's steep on one side and gradual on
it's
the
a,
other.
It's a sweet BMX ramp.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a bike jump.
It's purpose built for Evel Knievel try to shoot
that's still
a rocket
there if
bike
you want to jump it.
Which just proves that motorcycles didn't evolve. They were made by God.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What if Evel was into evolution?
I
or Evel Knievel should have teamed up with Devo.
Elvis.
What was the guy that he was in jail with that gave him the name? Like
Awful Knuffle.
Yeah, Awful Knuffle.
Oh, that's right.
I love that shit.
Anyway, so Kubert asks Fremont to do another trip, find another route over the Rockies south of South Pass. And also, remember, Wilkes was sent ahead, and this is the first the government mapping stuff.
Yep. So. And they once again called it, annoyingly, an exploring expedition. Mm-hmm. I hate that shit so much.
Mostly because they called all of them that. So yeah, you're like, which one are we talking about?
It's like redundant as fuck.
Yeah.
So Fremont asked Stephen Watts Kearney and
the explaining explanation.
Yeah.
It might as well be. Fuck you.
So for this trip, he wants a whole arsenal for 30 men for an exploring group.
Yes, yeah, so we're going to explore the shit out of these people.
Mm-hmm. With my guns.
Yep.
You have no idea.
33 rifles and a cannon and 500 pounds of ammo.
Yep.
So Kearney didn't have time to check with DC, so he gave Fremont all the gear. But
just from his private collection.
Yep. So it's kind of hard to explore with a cannon.
Well, it's harder to explore without one, it could be argued, depending on who you meet.
It's pretty good beef jerky. It does kind of taste like the Wild West, though.
Well, I'd be disappointed if it tasted like Chicago. Well, I suppose Chicago would be fine. There's slaughter yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, when you said exploring with a cannon, I was playing, it's like my fourth playthrough of Cyberpunk. I'm going to be done after this playthrough, but there's a reconnaissance grenade you can throw, and it just like fucking paints all the targets in the area, and they don't know that it's happening, which is kind of neat. Which reminds me of that.
Makes sense.
Reconnaissance grenade, baby.
It's a thing.
It's a tasty scab.
Mm-hmm.
But it needs to not cross the picket line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Fremont gets Thomas Fitzpatrick, old Broken Hand this time, to lead it.
Oh, yeah, Broken Hand Fitzpatrick.
Abert bitched him out for spending too much money and getting a cannon. So Jesse gets the letter. The wifey wife.
Be careful bitching at a guy because he has a cannon. Because he has a cannon.
So Fremont had already gone to Westport or Kansas City and was getting ready. And Jesse thought that Abert wanted to replace Fremont with his own son because he was in the party too. So she just hides the letter away and sent her own letter to Fremont telling him to hurry up before he gets
called. Hides the letter? Just throw it in a fucking fire.
Yeah.
That is tampering with the mail, sir.
Yeah.
This is just slightly delaying the mail.
That's almost as bad as putting up your own mailbox in the middle of the hallway. So
what are you talking about?
Nothing.
That's what I thought.
So basically, Jesse tells him to hurry the fuck up. As soon as they left, they ran into a party of 30 that already headed through to California, because this is not a new route. People have been going there for a while. So the year before, 1842, Fremont surveyed to South Pass. 125 went through that year. Thanks to Fremont's book, the next year, 875 went through in 43, and in 44, 1,475. Along went Senator Benton's friend and journalist William Gilpin, who championed on settling the West. So,
and then they found all the dinosaurs in the giant salt mountain?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yep.
Tommy Jeffs was right.
Mm-hmm. So to find a pass south of South Pass, Fremont goes up the Kansas River, which is in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yep.
But yeah, the Canadian rivers in what, Texas?
Yeah, or Oklahoma. Yep. And there's a Red River in Texas and a Red River in North Dakota.
Yep.
And there's a Green River in every state.
Pretty much. Yep. Like a Springfield.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And a Sweetwater everywhere.
A few days in, Lucien Maxwell comes riding full bore back to camp with the Osage in pursuit.
With a name like that, I would assume he's like a vampire.
He's another mountain man type guy.
It's one of those cool 1800s names that needs to make a comeback. Phil's nephew's name is Lucian. Cool name. Cool old guy name.
Barnabas. That's one we should.
What is it?
Barnabas.
Barnabas?
That's a good one.
Cool.
Then just people just call you Barney, though.
Oh.
And that fucking purple dinosaur killed off all flavor that humanity has with that. So.
So he's riding back to camp with all these Osage in pursuit, but once they see the bigger party, they didn't attack. But in the chaos, they make off with a few horsies.
Which is par for the course, mm-hmm. as we've noted.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So there's lots of rain in Kansas, making travel and crossing streams difficult. They probably didn't bring their oversized raft this time.
Yeah, because they had to haul the cannon.
Oh, my God, I forgot about the raft.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So now they're on the Republican River.
Oh, no.
Mm, it always goes right. That's 265 miles in, and Fremont decides to split the group. So he takes 15 guys ahead, and basically Fitzpatrick and the rest of the guys are just hauling up all the gear. So they get all the glory and stuff. So they get to St. Vrain's Fort, which is partners with Bent's there, and they found it in poor repair and not much to stock up on. So basically that's the only Walmart in town, so you're kind of fucked.
A couple double A batteries, but everything they have has triple A.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's a Kmart, yep. Basically, yeah.
Just a coyote eating a pair of, like, long johns. And...
So he sends Maxwell back home to Taos to get more mules, and then they'll meet him at the Arkansas River there. So July 14th, they get to Fort Pueblo. Pueblo.
Pueblo.
Nice job. Finally got there. After, what, four fucking years?
Yep.
So that was just started the year before by Mr. Jim Beckworth there, if you remember that guy. So he's not doing much trapping, basically. He's just, siphoning off that Santa Fe trade.
Yeah, shopkeeping.
Mm-hmm.
Playing a Game Boy.
But recently, lots of Indians have been attacking the whiteys in the area. Maxwell had been through, but not heard from. So they just assumed that he'd either been captured or killed or both. People refused to sell Fremont much because they didn't have much.
Right.
They still don't.
I have the technology. I'm going to slow that down even slower than it
was.
But at Pueblo.
Just keep doing it. It doesn't matter.
Fremont hooks up again with Kit Carson over a couple of margaritas.
Hey.
Tallish lightning.
Good prude mouth.
Oh, yeah. He would have hired him for this trip, but he didn't know where he was. He was at Bent's Fort hunting. He was the paid hunter there.
He's at the fort just hunting other people.
Other people. That'd be, you know,
it's like
the
Hugh,
way to do it.
Hugh Glass after he got done revenge walking. That's kind of how he lived out the rest of his career.
That's right. Killing every bear he saw. Oh, no, people. The guys that left him.
No, but then after he got done like hunting down like Fitz and then not the army didn't let him shoot him, he just went and became like a meat hunter for like Fort Union.
Oh, right, yeah. Like yeah.
So when Kit finds out that Fremont was in the area, he rides to Pueblo, and Fremont rehired him. Fremont waited until July 16th. That was Maxwell's last day to come back with the mules, but he leaves him a note and then sends Carson to Bent's Fort to get more mules. This is all very, probably 200 miles between each.
Won't his
point.
Face be red when the original mules come in and then, you know, Kit gets back with the replacement mules. Now too many mules and they got to have a Big Lots mule sale. You know,
fuck that.
We're overstocked. We
can never have
prices.
Too many mules.
We're slashing mules. Just start stabbing them.
They just kind of do that anyway. Yeah. But.
Well, that's what, what's his name? Butter Goblin.
Butter Goblin did, yep.
That's how Kit Carson won the Civil War in the West.
Just slashing
in New Mexico. Just slashing mules.
We're slashing mules. Everything must go.
So they go back north to St. Vrain's, where he finds Carson with new mules, and Fitzpatrick was bringing up the other party there.
The gently used mules.
Mm-hmm. And then Fremont picks up a few more mountain men, more margaritas probably.
He's just cruising.
Mm-hmm. One guy, Thomas Fallon, had killed another mountain man during the 4th of July celebration. Maybe he's the guy who had touched him with when he baptized him with whiskey and touched.
And burned him.
Burned him, maybe. I don't know.
Is that the Fallon that, like, Fallon, Montana?
I thought I looked that up, and maybe I did or did not.
Yes.
90% of people were fucking Irish at that point anyway. So
but I know, Forsyth for sure is named after the asshole from Wounded Knee. So
Yeah.
Also, you were saying baptized with whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
I was like screwing around on fucking Reddit yesterday and came across this video I haven't seen in a long time, but it's just like these the Catholic priests in Europe that just like furiously dunking children in the... In the
water
holy water,
your infant.
Yeah, which is terrifying looking. But then someone just like laid over the top of it the audio track from fucking the Big Lebowski. It's like, where's the fucking money, Lebowski? It's just like dunking these kids in fucking holy water.
Awesome.
Anyway, Fremont has to take the dead man's Indian widow and two kids back to her tribe. So more people. So at St. Vrain's, Fremont discussed with Kit and Broken Hand where to find a pass over the Rockies. Then they would go up to Fort Hall on the Snake River, which is an HBC post at the time. Fitzpatrick would take the more known South Pass and meet him at Fort Hall. And Fremont would take 14 men to find this other pass.
That may or may not be there.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Fort Hall's named after Anthony Michael Hall, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. But soon they got tired of crossing and recrossing the South Platte, so they gave up and just go northwest to South Pass.
So they just went back the way they already knew to go?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So 2 weeks later, they're back on the main road, and soon they're at the Green River, and they're now technically in Mexico.
Technically. Yeah. But yeah, it's like your dad when he, at least my dad in the 80s, where he refused to look at a map and he refused to stay on like any interstate highway. So you find yourself like on like government installations and like.
Just pull over and ask for directions.
Fucking road. My mom got we were somewhere out here or somewhere out by Rainier. And my dad just started going off on Forest Service roads in like our 84 Honda Civic hatchback wagon. And it was hot. The car doesn't have any air conditioning. Uh-huh. My mom had her arm laying up, or out the window. There's all these downed trees and shit. And she just got a huge like scratch from like a tree branch. So my dad's, yeah. We were like miles away from the, you know, we were. Just no. I've probably been out there deer hunting. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. Those Forest Service roads are tight, though. That's where you find all the dryer full of porno.
Yeah, but what you don't do is when you're 1,000 miles from your point of origin and you're in a, you know, economy hatchback wagon.
That's good.
With a 6-year-old and an infant.
That's the best time to do that, dude.
Well, if you're in North Dakota, you can navigate because everything's east and west. Right. And you know where east and west is.
Yeah. Well, even the section lines are section. They're a grid square. So
yeah.
Oh, they're technically in Mexico, but Fremont doesn't make a big deal out of it, though it's totally illegal if they got caught.
How the turntables have turned.
Mm. That's right.
So they leave that Shoshone woman and her kids at Fort Bridger, because that's a thing now. No, actually, it was a thing for a little while.
Right.
It's 1840, so. Carson is sent for more mules from Fort Hall.
Damn it.
Keep running out of mules. Fremont explores Bear Valley and Beer Springs, or Bear Springs.
Was there bears?
Bears. B-A-R-E. Bears drinking.
It's a nudist colony. Yeah.
But it was geologically interesting and had a few geysers in it.
Ooh.
But now it's underwater in Soda Springs, Idaho. But though it wasn't in his orders, Fremont wants to see that Great Salt Lake.
Right.
It's so great.
Yep. Which actually, isn't it like pretty much dried up at this point?
Yeah, same with Lake Apert and all those other salt lakes in the Great Basin there. Carson rejoins him along the way with bad news.
Fresh out of mules, dude.
Well, he gets up to Fort Hall and there's just, you know, not much there. You only got 3 days worth of flour, but they get to the lake September 9th. And, they do have that rubber boat because they try it out again. But the lake was choppy.
Also, their bike pump was, like, they left it back at fucking Fort Bridger, probably.
The Great Salt Lake, you don't need a boat. You're buoyant.
Yeah.
Oh, probably.
So they didn't have to inflate it. They just lay on the...
Well, they just didn't realize none of them can swim, usually. So they're, like, scared, you know.
Well, if you got a bunch of dead mules, you can tie them to make a raft out of that.
Well, I think Bridger built a bull boat and went to it. Was it Bridger or Coulter?
Bridger. Yeah. He went there first.
In a buffalo hide.
Yeah. Bull boats are kind of cool.
So Fremont wanted to try out to see if the stories of whirlpools that sucked you all the way to the Pacific were true.
like a Mario pipe?
Yep.
I want to get stuck in one of these, see where it takes me.
Yeah, yeah.
There's that dumb conspiracy theory that one, it's not north of Reno, but there's a big lake. I think it's Lake Walker where there's a underwater canal that goes all the way out to the Pacific.
Yeah, sure.
There's UFOs and stuff out there.
Yep, sure. Medicine Hole goes down to the Black Hills, too.
Yep. And that's how you go meet all the fucking, the leather daddies, the giants?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Underground giants.
So they aim for an island, but halfway there, the boat started to lose air. So you have to constantly pump it.
I mean, that's still kind of a thing that happens with inflatables a lot of times.
So they get to that island about noon, and they found not a living thing on it.
Because it's a salt lake. What the fuck's living there? No drinking water.
Yep, and Fremont named it Disappointment Island.
Oh, good.
That's where I'm living.
What do you expect to fucking find?
So now they see some distant mountains, and there's some snow up there already, so they decide to kind of kick it in gear now. So they were hungry getting to Fort Hall, and they had to eat a horse.
At least it was well-salted horse.
Yep. Well, hopefully they killed it before they ate it. But
no, I mean, you can get down.
Sometimes you can kind of let it grow back a little.
You can get down to you start with the nuts because that's the expendable part. Then, you know, you can have a tripod horse for a few miles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I took the kid to the most interesting grocery outlet in Seattle, the one over in Skyway.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking awesome. But we went to a park near there. And there's the park's right in at the end of a canyon called Dead Horse Canyon. I didn't know that was a thing in Seattle.
Wonder what they found there.
Wow. Get some luggage there?
I didn't look too close, but next time I'm going back, we're gonna hike it. There's a whole hike trail. There's a fucking waterfall and shit.
Because Skyway used to be the big luggage company back in the 70s. Or
oh, really?
80s.
There's probably luggage there, but it's full of like
because they would give
body parts.
They'd give it away in like bowling, celebrity bowling, and that type of thing.
So. And like the what's the fucking Price is Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to really treat yourself, watch Celebrity Bowling from the 70s. Watch Don Adams go at it.
Sweet.
Yep.
Fucking Burl Ives.
I don't know if he was on there. But...
Silver and gold.
What's his name? The old, I think Gene Autry was on there.
Oh, nice. Cool. Hell yeah. Singing Cowboy. Yep. I was raised on that shit.
Anyway, so Fort Hall was started in 1834 by Nathaniel Wyeth. Remember, he had a deal to bring out some goods.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what's his name? Beat him to it. At, not Ashley, but...
Lisa? Or,
no, the other guy.
There's a lot of other guys.
Anyway, the other Rocky Mountain fur guy beat him to it. So they're like, this is when Bridger gets control of the company, but then Ashley or what's the other? Ashley.
Henry?
Oh, no, it was Ashley.
Goodnight, Charlie Goodnight?
Yeah.
That's way later.
Yeah, so...
just throwing names out that I know.
Yeah, so Ashley beat him and because he still controlled the goods part, not the trapping part. So he's like, oh, you got to take my goods. And I was like, oh, fuck. Well, what am I supposed to do with all this shit? And it's like, well, I guess I'll start a fort.
Yeah. You know,
then the HBC took it over anyway.
Once again, big lots.
Yeah. I mean, we've all been there where you're just like, fuck it, I'm just going to start a fort.
Man, I wish that was the case. That'd be so fucking cool. Damn it, car broke down. Guess I'll build a fort.
Anyway, Fitzpatrick Party had beat them there by 5 days because they're not exploring. They're just going. And Fitzpatrick had been frugal with supplies, and now they have plenty to go around.
Now they're all skeleton, you know, people because they're just sitting there like staring at these big bags of flour and hardtack and stuff. Nope.
So the weather turned cold and there's ice on the rivers. So Fremont again gave all these guys the you know, if anybody wants to go back, you can go back if you want.
If you're a giant pussy, you can go back. But us big dick cool guys, we're going to stay out here and wander around like assholes.
Freeze to death.
But the year before, only one guy left, but now 11 guys go back to Fort Laramie not to starve to death.
Yeah, they're still going to freeze because it's Laramie in the winter. But.
So Fitzpatrick told Fremont what laid ahead. It was broken and sagebrushy and lava-ish.
Beautiful.
And the snake sometimes was impossible to get across because it's in a giant canyon.
That's Hell's Canyon.
Yep.
I was just looking at pictures of that today because I had to revisit the Astoria people a little
bit. Oh, yeah. It's deeper than the Grand Canyon.
Yep.
And there's, even though you're right next to the river, you can't get down to it and you'll probably die of thirst.
We told you, you just got to bring that like 500 foot long straw.
Mm-hmm. So before them were a party of immigrants that they had to camp with. They were led by mountain man Joseph Walker, who's probably Walker Lake is named after. It was his idea to follow the Humboldt River to its sink. Because remember, it's a basin and the river just sinks.
Yep. Like, we understand what the word sink means.
Then they go across Walker Pass to California.
Did they walk across Walker Pass?
And this route would be later used from then on for get to California. So
hell yeah.
Until people started getting creative again and eating each other in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Or taking airships.
Yep. So October 10th, they get to Fort Boise. Once a busy HBC post, but now it's just empty Kmart again. October 13th, Fremont climbs a ridge between the Snake and the Columbia drainages. So from there, he could see plenty of mountains all around, and he assumed what he saw connected to the Sierra Nevada. And you remember the Wasatch Range on the other side of the Salt Lake?
Oh, yeah. Mordor.
So maybe this is his best scientific find because he kind of figures out this is a big old basin, and then there's no rivers that go in and out. So there's no big fake river that they thought. Buena Ventura, they called it. So October 19th, they get to the Blue Mountains. But instead of taking the immigrant road, they followed the old Indian trail.
Not these Blue Mountains out here.
Well, the ones in northeast Oregon-ish.
So these Blue Mountains out here? Okay,
Well, they're in Boise, so.
Well, yeah. I guess fair, yeah. Yep.
So they followed an old Indian trail, but it was blocked by trees, so they had to go back to the original
blocked
trail.
Blocked by Indians.
But blocked by trees? Go, we're never going to make it past these trees.
The fucking ants, you know. Oh, hobbits, yeah.
You shall not.
But anyway, they go to the Whitman mission.
Oh, good.
Which is
fabulous.
Yep. And that started in 1836, if you remember. And then 1847, they retired suddenly from life.
Yeah. So I imagine Joe Meek's daughter was already there?
Maybe. Yeah, this is 44, so.
That's about right.
Yep. So they rushed to the Walla Walla settlement and found just one house.
Just onions. Just piles. Piles of onions.
And Marcus was gone on business, probably because he keeps going back east to complain about stuff.
Right.
So they had no wheat or corn to spare, but plenty of potatoes. Mm.
Still the biggest producer of potatoes out of that region. Fuck you, Idaho.
Mm-hmm. So then they go on to the Columbia and the Methodist mission on the Dalles. So that's there already, too. Fremont thought this was west enough. So he takes a few guys to visit Fort Vancouver, and Fitzpatrick still hadn't made it to Walla Walla. So he's still doing the advanced stuff, and Fitzpatrick's bringing
up the
Dalles
is west enough? It gets cooler if you go wester.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Go see Herman the Sturgeon.
Herman Sturgeon, where you're hanging out.
Yep. Well, Fremont goes to Fort Vancouver to resupply.
Right.
But he doesn't even go to see the ocean, even though it's 40 miles away.
And this is prior? No, this is McLaughlin down there?
Yep. Okay. This was 44, and what did we say? All that John Jr. stuff happened same year?
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Within a year or so. But he also hears the falls on the Deschutes, too, but doesn't bother to visit that either.
Doesn't like scenic waterfalls. He likes basins.
Probably he was getting bored with the trip and wants to go back.
Are we there yet? Yet he's the one that's like, you know, wanted to keep going like all winter and okay, fine.
So he already thought about going through California, which is not his orders. That's
also
Mexico.
That's also not back.
Nope.
That's south.
So did we mention Gilpin before? He was kind of the guy in Alta California saying that we should make Oregon American.
Yep.
John McLaughlin Jr. died in 1842. So they got there by a year and a half, probably later.
And he would deliver the official petition asking for the federal recognition in 1845.
Well, that means McLaughlin Sr. still would have been around that area.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He hadn't retired.
The doctor is in.
Yeah. The eagle is scowling.
He would have got yelled at for actually helping him out.
Right. So,
yeah. And in 1861, Gilpin becomes first Colorado territorial governor there, I guess.
Five people that gave a shit that they had a governor.
Yep. So November 21st, Fitzgerald finally gets to the Dalles, and then Fremont hires two Indian guides to get him to Klamath Lake.
Okay.
Because they're going...
Swimming?
Well, murdering. Back through California. So now they're on a less traveled road. They get there December 9th on the upper lake, or so they thought, but it was just a big old marsh because it's a big old lake. They camped and fire their howitzer to keep the local Klamath Indians away.
I'm sure
they enjoyed that.
That is a common move.
Away or awake. It's It's like midnight. Woohoo! Boom!
Toot-toot-toot-toot.
The fuck was that?
No, we've been a little light on the genocide up till now.
Yeah.
So.
And don't worry.
It's coming.
Yeah.
You promised me genocide, goddamn.
Oh, you're going to get more than you want.
Bummer.
You shouldn't want any. But.
No.
So the next day they meet with the Klamath, and they said their language was too different for them to speak. But through sign language, they learned the Klamath were at war with the Modoc. But it's unknown why Fremont wants to go south through all this, through... You know, a war, basically. Maybe he was still trying to find that fake river, the Buena Ventura, but his idol Humboldt included it in all his maps he gave to Tommy Jeff in 1804, so it must be true. Same with the Salt Mountain.
Yeah, the Salt Mountain and
Mastodons.
Mastodons and dinosaurs.
Yep. But if he didn't find the river, then he'd prove his Great Basin Theory, which is...
It's not even an educated guess. It's just fucking made up a whole cloth.
Well, that and, you know, if I don't find it, that's proof that... Yeah, okay.
Whatever.
So December 11th, they lead Klamath, and they get to Lake Abert. This is eastern Oregon, so it's probably already pretty cold by now. They thought it was beautiful from a distance. And then they get down and see it's a big old salt lake, and it's you can shrimp there if you want, if there's water.
Brine shrimp?
Yeah.
I suppose you can make them into like a patty?
Yep.
Ooh, yeah. And then panko that shit, put it on a sandwich? Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm. December 28th, they find some Shoshones who ran in fear because they'd never seen Whitey before.
Wow.
And then Kit Carson coaxed him a woman out with some presents.
I just rewatched Peter Jackson's King Kong, so I'm literally picturing Carl Denham, the Jack Black's character, with the Nestle bar. And then tries to shove in that little girl's hand, and then everybody, like, fucks him up.
Yeah.
So Fremont is still trying to find this fake river, but by December...
Excuse me, have you seen this fake river?
By December 30th, he's beginning to worry he hadn't found it because most of the lake beds were either old salt lake or just empty.
Not river
and lots
material.
Of rocks. Oh, and they also spend New Year's Eve on the edge of the Black Rock Desert, which is home to Burning Man.
Yep. Oh, sweet.
So, yeah, you have to deal with those people.
They're just doing fucking mushrooms and mescaline.
Yep. Well, now it's all fucking CEOs. But they're still doing mushrooms and mescaline, but it's for team building or, you know, leadership skills.
God, why do these corpo fucks have to take everything over, man?
Because
can't just...
That's how it is.
That's America for you.
So January 7th, Fremont's worried about the horsies because two had been stolen and 13 died of starvings. So he and Carson scout the next morning, find a lush valley near with some cottonwoods and an emerald green lake.
Like, literally, like, one hill over. Mm-hmm. Like, they're all sitting there fucking dying, and all they had to do is, like, walk over a hill, and it's the Big Rock fucking Candy Mountain.
Yeah, there's a fucking food bank with free hamburgers.
And they think it's Mary's Lake, which is supposed to lead to that Buena Ventura.
Oh, sure.
But it was just a little salty, and they find a pyramid island on it, so it's Pyramid Lake.
I'm sure it was built by ancient aliens.
A pyramid island?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's, I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm. So that's just
island
north of Reno.
Like a pyramid. What? You look skeptical.
Like up?
I mean, that's how
or
they
is
generally
it just a triangle?
Go.
It's an inverted pyramid.
Well, it's like a two-dimensional triangle. Like the graphics card's mm-hmm. not drawing it in
yeah,
full,
exactly.
full render until mm-hmm. they get closer.
Mm-hmm. So they camp there, and they have to kill their last of their cows they brought from the Dells.
Wow, the cows were outlasting the horses water-wise? That's kind of unusual, because mm-hmm. cows usually drop out a few days before a horse, because they, you know, excrete mm-hmm. such watery poops.
Oh, I see.
So at Pyramid Lake, they find some friendly Shoshones, and Kit knew enough to talk to them, and they pointed out that he can catch some fish in the lake because it's not that salty, and they get cutthroats.
Yeah.
Cutthroat?
Cutthroat trout.
Oh, yeah. Here. Landlock.
Yeah,
and there's salty
there's
lake.
Sea run. I've seen sea run cut throughout Shilshul.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And they point them to the Truckee River into the Sierra.
Oh, your favorite word, mm-hmm. Tony.
Fuck Truckee.
Fremont had thought of going south along the east side of the Sierras and then back home across the Great Basin, but that's not looking very good.
No.
And he was looking at the sorry state of the animals, so he changes his mind. So he goes to cross the Sierras and resupply
yep.
in Mexico, which he doesn't have orders to do. But
does he have a visa, travel permits?
Probably not. So January 1844, there had been no recorded winter crossing of the Sierras yet. First known crossing was by Jed Smith in 1827, going way back. And then later, Joseph Walker found Walker Pass, which is somewhat low at 5,200 feet, but that was further south. Walker was the first to guide wagons over his pass in 1843, so just the year before. So over the years, Fremont's trip to California might have been, they think it might be to spy on the upcoming war, but nobody really knew that for sure. So
It doesn't seem like it.
No. At least not the first trip. The second trip, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, a little more intent.
Mm-hmm. But years after, Kit said, quote, "We needed food and horsies. That's why we went there." But Fremont had enough fish at Pyramid Lake to make it through the winter, at least. So who knows if Fremont also trusted these Indians not to steal all his horses, too. So,
yeah.
But most likely it was Fremont's growing self-importance as an explorer that kind of drove him on.
Like, he hasn't even reported back yet, and he's already getting a big head about shit.
Well, he did.
I mean, that
the
one
first book
that
was
one trip,
a little bit of a success, but now it's going to be much more by the time he gets back.
So. Well, he's still got to write the other book. I mean, he's mm-hmm.
holy shit. You ever look at you ever look at a picture of Pyramid Lake? That's the island they're talking about.
Well, mm-hmm. That looks like a pyramid fucking
sure
island.
Fucking does.
To me.
Yeah,
I especially
drove,
that bottom picture.
Yeah,
once I think.
Yeah, that
no,
one.
No, that was Mono Lake. Never mind. Well, there's a lot of big lakes out there that are not
good to drink.
Nope. So Fremont thought this, he makes it to Devil's Gap, which Fremont thought was the top or on the way to a pass, but nope. So now they're at 7,000 feet in the middle of winter.
Mm, good.
And then Fremont leaves behind the howitzer they brought along, the cannon.
Well, you should have eaten the howitzer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the heaviest thing you have. A lot of
calories.
Of fiber.
A lot of calories and fiber. Iron.
Minerals, yes. Yep. A lot of iron. Good amount of iron. won't be getting any anemia or hemophilia.
No.
So people still look today for this lost cannon up in 7,000 feet somewhere in the Sierras.
Whoa, really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that seems like Tony's milieu.
I'm just not that into guns, though.
What if it was a gold cannon?
Yeah.
So
it wouldn't work very well.
It'd work once. At least once.
Right.
Forwards and backwards, probably.
Right.
So I'd do the Albert Fudd, like a banana peel.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So Fremont finds some local Indians and begs for guides, but they keep telling him Tave, or too much snow.
Too much snow, yeah.
Which is, I guess, Tahoe is too much snow. So finally they let him have a guide.
There's like just a guy in the village nobody likes. Mm-hmm. Check it out. Got a chop for you.
Oh, no. So they went breaking a trail through the snow that was over their heads.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Trench warfare.
So their guide led them to what is now Carson Pass. And 5 years later, it'd be the main route over the Sierras for gold seekers.
Not in the winter, though.
No. So they retreat to Grover Hot Springs.
where they found a weird blue monster.
And they made some other Indians who made fun of them for trying to go over.
Yeah.
I love that. That's like one of my favorite things when Whitey's like, I'm trying to get to that mountain up there. Like, why? Fucking moron.
Or when they get there and Gary Farmer's just sitting there shaking his head.
Stupid fucking white man.
And they had brought along a young Chinook guy from the Dalles, and he's just there crying.
Well,
he's the first to die, probably.
He doesn't want to be there. He doesn't live there. Mm-hmm. Like,
so the next morning, their guide deserts him and goes back home.
Hey, got you here. Fuck it. I'm out.
And then Fremont spends the next week making snowshoes and sleds.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. So Fremont and Kit get to a vantage point. It's called Elephant's Back. And then from there, Kit can see the Coast Range and Mount Diablo way out there. There's probably less smog back then. He remembered it because he was there on a hunting expedition in 1829, but he was only 15 at the time.
Oh, shit.
But closer, they could see the Sacramento Valley, so there, no, it's a little more inviting than...
Snowy hellscape. Know.
So they keep breaking a trail, and sometimes horses would sink up to their ears. But by February 17th, Fremont had found the headwaters of the American River. It's nice that they made.
Right.
Yeah. February 21st, they're working way down the pass, and a few days later, though the worst was behind them, Fremont decides to go ahead to Sutter's Fort and bring back some fresh horsies.
Because his other ones are frozen in blocks of ice on mm-hmm. the mountain pass.
Yep.
And just ears hanging out.
Yeah.
So but they get there by March 6th, and then we got one on Sutter coming up, and he's a real true American. He's a con man and constantly in debt and ripping, and he gets ripped off as much as he ripped off other people.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be a balance.
Well, then he started that shitty winery,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Anything in California is named after
Sutter's Mill, Sutter Home. Sutter.
Yep.
So they only stay a day there and get back to the main party, who are on the verge of starvation, and they went through half their horsey/mules in the crossings. Fremont did have one run-in with Sutter that winter. Fremont accused three of his own guys for stealing sugar from the fort. Sutter heard about him and took it upon himself as alcalde, or basically judge, sheriff of the place. And Sutter tried the men and acquitted all three, but Fremont was pissed because he wants them banished.
For sugar?
For stealing sugar.
It's a fucking Mother Goose story.
It gives party the bad name, but I'm just picturing these guys like literally Winnie the Pooh, like licking their fingers. Like mittened hand.
Yeah.
Licking it, dipping it into a bag of sugar. Just
it's like a fucking Betty Boop cartoon or something.
But Sutter hires these guys anyway, even though he knows they're thieves.
Well, they're not hardened criminals. They weren't stealing whiskey. They're stealing sugar. They're wholesome criminals.
The candy boys are back.
Right. Mm-hmm.
For years, the people of Babel have been teaching people languages from throughout the world. Like French.
Oh, baguette.
Or Italian.
It's a spicy meatball.
And the Ruski. Dotsiatsky. Now, Babel has come up with a new language program, Mountain Man. Yes, learn to speak Mountain Man in less than 4 weeks or your money back.
Move a greenhorn, I gotta make beaver.
Translates to, step aside, novice, I'm in a hurry. Or,
ford up, them engines about to count coup.
Translates to, the Lehman Brothers are about to attempt a corporate takeover. Order yours today, and in 4 to 6 weeks, we'll send you a real-life Mountain Man.
Responsible for feeding and bathing your mountain man.
He'll teach you to speechify. And if you're not satisfied with your mountain man, you can return on the next rendezvous. So, talk like a mountain man from Babel, from Balls and Swagger!
So they leave in just 2 weeks, but Sutter tells Thomas Larkin, who was the U.S. consul to Mexico, that Fremont was there visiting in Mexico without orders. And he told the Mexican government, who then sent soldiers out to question Fremont. But Sutter actually does help Fremont this time and tells him to leave right away, but not that the government, Mexican government, was looking for him.
He's like, you maybe don't want to linger.
Mm-hmm. But he maybe should have told him because Fremont went south into the Central Valley and wants to take an easier pass over back through the Great Basin.
Yeah, like where, I don't know, people live and shit.
Mm-hmm. And also to settle the Buenaventura question again.
Right. Man, he's just really into that.
He's all about that fucking thing.
Maybe go through Death Valley and maybe...
Oh, maybe you'll find it there.
Maybe
try
get
that.
A death
no Buenaventura.
But he meets friendly Indians, and he tells them it's too dry and it's that way. So they were going to L.A., So maybe they could take the Spanish Trail to Santa Fe via Los Angeles.
Do you know the way to Santa Fe?
And then get killed by the Yuma and right. going that direction instead of just starving.
Yeah, I mean, quicker.
I was going to say, I'd rather get killed by them than starve to death, I guess.
The trail was still scant in a few places. Remember, Jed Smith kind of finds a Spanish Trail. That's what he takes. And right. he's not really discovering much.
You just find a conquistador helmet every 100 yards or so. Yeah.
Chopped off nose every once in a while. Right.
But they were lucky that they went so early, but because soon the traders would come from St. Louis and Westport and basically eat up all the good grass at the campsites. So now they're getting there and still have good water in the spring. Anyway.
I like how they're exploring the shit out of an area, quotation marks heavily used, exploring the shit out of, oh, shit, we're exploring this place that hundreds of people are going to descend on in like a couple weeks.
Yeah, and about 100 years before, it was more used and kind of went out.
It's like me going to Yellowstone like that one time, like the day after they opened the roads.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
and
yeah.
claiming like I'm exploring
it. I'm exploring it. Look at that cabin over there.
Yeah. Oh, the lodge isn't open yet. We're really roughing it. You know, like.
So April 24th, they camp with two Mexicans. A man and an 11-year-old boy, and they tell him a story.
Uh-oh.
Indians stole their horses and kidnapped four others. So when
they stole their horses and kidnapped four other horses?
Yeah, or people.
Oh, the people. Oh.
Yeah.
Stole horses and people.
So this is where Kit Carson rides to the rescue with
another dime novel?
Yep. Well, that's where it comes from.
Lots.
Yeah. Another man named Godi. They ride out to find the horses, and they find the Indian camp and snuck up on it. And one of the horses gets spooked and alerted the Indians, so Gotti and Kit rush in with guns ablazing.
Because the Indians are treating the horses better.
Yeah.
Not the horse is like,
Steve, it's a ghost.
If we go back with these guys, they're going to make us walk through snow up to our ears again. Fuck.
So they kill two of the Indians, and Gotti gets an arrow through the shirt collar, but it missed.
Ooh.
So you must have, like, huge Mr. Furley.
He's wearing like a leisure suit with giant collar. Yeah.
Well, actually, in those days, they mostly have kind of the really upturned ass.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're kind of like your head sticking out of a pipe, like a turtleneck that's kind of not form fitting.
Oh, not like the fucking Bill Shakespeare shit.
Not picturing not like, the frilly like one. Santy Annie.
Yeah,
you don't really see the or like Simone Bolivar. Like it just like it comes up to here.
Yeah, you're basically
it meets your sideburns.
Yeah, you're like
you gotta have space for the sideburns to roam around inside your.
You're like a bully from an 80s movie.
Right.
So the rest flee, and then Kit captures a lad.
I
guess a lad.
Like a Scottish kid's just free ranging. Mm-hmm.
So the two dead guys were scalped, but one wasn't quite dead yet. And
damn
gets
it.
Gets up and screams.
Yeah, as you do.
And they quickly shoot him again. Sorry. I wrote shit. It's probably funnier that way. So they get the horsies back and whatever was left. Prowse, one of the, I think he's second in command to Fremont. He didn't condone it and said Kit shot one in the back, but at least one of the Indians gave a war whoop before they shot him all.
Oh, so they got
their sleep.
True West experience.
Whoop whoop.
April 28th, they find two of the Mexicans' friends dead and mutilated, but no signs of the two ladies in the party. May 3rd, they camp at Las Vegas. Still a long way off.
Yeah, that's Mari's birthday.
Yep. But later, the main dragon would be named after Fremont in Las Vegas there.
The main dragon?
Drag.
Oh. In Las Vegas. I heard dragon also.
Yeah. The main drag show in Las Vegas.
The main drag is a fucking Smaug. Changes that's his stage name. He's originally born like Draco in Las Vegas.
They were met by Indians who threatened, but nothing happened.
Just shaking their fists.
Mm-hmm.
Way you!
Throw their cowboy hat on the ground.
They thought these might be the band who attacked the ladies they're trying to rescue.
Well, do they see any fucking ladies?
No.
Well, then probably not.
May 9th, Jean-Baptiste Tableau went back to the previous camp to find a lame mule, but he didn't return. So,
to find a lame mule? A
lame mule.
Did he bring like a spare leg to put on it?
So Kit and the others go looking for this Tableau. It's probably a... A vase and an apple. Right. So they find the mule with an arrow in it, left for dead, and they find blood and then drag marks. They think that Tableau was shot and thrown into a river.
Now it was the predator.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't see any Indians who they said, oh, they're probably hiding us from us because we're,
well, no
we're
fucking
kickasses.
Shit. What, you just be like standing there?
Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, yeah. They killed your friend. And this
threw him in a river.
We decommissioned this mule for you.
Mm-hmm. So they follow the Virgin River.
Mm.
Then they get into Utah.
Yes.
So the
they take a good long soak in the Virgin River.
Mm-hmm. The river's like, it's my first time. I've never had anyone in me before.
No, you got to just do that long soak. You got to get in, but you can't get out too often. Can't
move around. Right? You just got to lay there.
Yeah.
You can stick your balls in it. I don't know why that's a thing I keep repeating, but. So the Virgin drains south into Colorado, so Fremont has to climb over this divide into the Sevier River, which is the one that goes into...
Did you say the Seven-Year River?
Sevier.
Oh, one word. Got it.
Which is part of the Great Basin, so now he's at the edge of this basin and kind of figures out this basin idea.
Yep, it's a basin.
It's a basin. So they get to Mountain Meadows.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
That'll have a storied history shortly.
Just in...
Of the massacre?
Yep.
Okay.
No, of the happy fun time had by all.
So basically, that's kind of a rest stop because if you're coming or going, you got to stop there because that's the only good grass around.
Which is why the people that got massacred stopped there.
But Fremont and his men were eager to get back home, so they just stay one day and don't get massacred.
Mm. Yep. Also, there wasn't any Mormons there yet, was there?
Nope. Yeah. They're about to be, though, pretty quick.
But they weren't. They didn't have their massacring infrastructure set up, so...
So back at Salt Lake, Fremont had to decide, since they were in known territory now, either to go back quick or explore some more. So at Mountain Meadows, they were joined by Joseph Walker, the mountain man, and he actually leads Captain Bonneville's expedition into the Great Basin into California along 10 years before.
Also, like Fremont's like deciding to go back or explore some more seems to me like whenever he gets lost, then he explores some more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Otherwise, he's just kind of heading back.
He's going to explore some more against his will.
Yep. But pretend like totally my idea the whole time.
Yeah. Walker might have been the first whitey to see Yosemite, though, too. Wow. So he says. But they finally, so they just rush up and get going. So they finally get back August 7th, 1844 in St. Louis.
Wow.
And they're only gone 15 months.
Well, that's not bad.
No problem.
Yeah. Hell of a tour.
Well, they weren't stopping and looking at waterfalls or any points of interest other than Pyramid Island and
the
horse trench in the snow.
Well, Fremont didn't write any letters back.
Was there anybody to carry any fucking letters back?
No, and you'd have to trust the Mexicans to mail it for you, which they probably wouldn't. They were like, why are you trespassing? We're going to come after you. But she expected him back about New Year's, but she didn't know about the trip south through California.
But he wasn't calling on the regular? It's a way to piss off your lady. Mm-hmm. You know, got to check in.
She's fucking remarried by the time he gets back.
Probably. So, spring 1844, there's a new Navy ship called the Princeton, and that blows up real good.
Oh.
And
just like at dock, or?
Well, I think they wanted to show off their new gun or something, and it didn't quite work right.
Oh.
Yeah. Golden Howitzer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So, it injured Senator Benton, who lost his hearing in one ear, and it killed Navy Secretary Thomas Gilmer.
Wow.
And Secretary of State Abel Upshur.
Did they put the ship in the brig?
Oh, for
killing
sure.
The fucking
well,
secretary.
Put it on a prison ship.
Yeah. I also want to know if the Secretary of the Navy is the one that like designed and commissioned the ship.
That'd be fucking rad. Yeah.
Look, we're going to build the coolest ship ever, see? I've been drawing it out for years, and now I'm finally in the position to realize my dream. Get to work.
Boom. That's like this chunk of I-5 that goes through downtown Seattle. It's got the reversible HOV lanes.
Yeah.
That was designed by some dude back in like the 70s or whatever. My dad was a road construction engineer, so he was telling me about this chunk, and he said like they opened up the reversible lanes, and within like weeks of it being open, there was a malfunction. The guy that designed it was going the wrong way on the HOV lane and fucking got in head on collision and died.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
Irony. So while he's gone, he loses three of his friends and supporters. I don't know, but one of them was Nicolette, his boss and mentor, who died alone in his hotel room.
Oh.
Back in D.C.
Auto-erotic asphyxiation.
Back in D.C., he puts Prowse back to work on the maps and rented a house just to work on the book and the maps. And,
cool.
Oh, I thought you meant a house just to, like, I feel like building a house, or at least rebuilding a house.
Yep. So Joe Hubbard was a young astronomer and worked on all the sky charts. Upstairs, Mr. and Mrs. Fremont worked on the report, and only Senator Benton was allowed in while they worked.
Yep, they're doing some straight up, like, taking Adderall, just nerding out.
So March 1845, the second report was handed in. It was three times longer, and 5,000 copies were ordered, then another 5,000.
That's over 10,000 copies.
That's then, literally just 10,000 copies.
Just a report. It's not even a book yet. So, but the book does.
Said 5,001? Yes, I'd agree with you.
So to some, it was a bigger trip than Lewis and Clark.
Oh.
At least the ones that wanted the Northwest and California for America. And Fremont gets the nickname of Pathfinder now because they just steal it from the James Fenimore Cooper.
Of course. So,
and the Nissan Corporation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Another Pathfinder found its way to hell.
Pathfinders are pretty good trucks.
They are good trucks. I like them.
Are they tippy?
A little bit.
Yep.
Just like any other SUV from that era.
Mostly the Nissan Patrol version of the Pathfinder with the fucking supercharger.
Right. Machine Gun Thompson, they had that Pathfinder. Between that and his Impala all through high school.
Those are real boxy back in the day.
Well, they're basically the Nissan Hardbody, only SUV.
Yep.
It's not a
super. They got the same face as a Hardbody.
It's a Nissan Jimny.
It's not a super van, though.
Nothing is.
Well, what'd you paint on your custom van?
He had Rat City Ruckus painted on his.
Well, it's got to be air.
Mine said Rat City Ruckus on one side. It said Poop Attack on the other. Or no, it just had Poop Attack stickers. That's how I ran into your buddy from the Army.
Yep.
And then I painted the whole thing flat black, and there was like a white stripe going all the way around the whole thing. Because it was supposed to be the Oreo, because we were from Creamy White Center.
Yeah. No. I never actually got that out of that. I have a picture of that thing on wall.
That's why the white stripe. Okay.
And then we had Oily's van. It was after you guys had moved out here that it started out as the Jagen Wagon.
Oh, yeah.
And so we painted that green with the Jägermeister logo on the side. And it just had lawn chairs, no seats.
Is that where you got the Jägermeister?
That is where I got the
thing?
Yeah.
On the purple Jeep, there was the Jäger, like the top of your windshield where it's kind of like, you know, darker wherever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you had the little shade up there.
And where people were like, why would you put an alcohol advertisement on the front of your car? Is like, I guess I didn't think about it.
Yeah.
And also, cops aren't usually like, they're usually behind you.
Yeah, yeah.
Not in the front, so I never got pulled over for that. Now, it also had a regular Jägermeister sticker on the tailgate and a Shinerbox sticker.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other Boost stickers. Yeah, it was.
Didn't it have a gun one that said, like, kid tested, mother approved?
No, I had HK or something. My other car is a pair of boots, and I had a Heckler & Koch sticker that came with my USP. Yeah. And then, the Jagen Wagon, like, we had that, and then we got all the Jägermeister swag because, like, Carter sent the fuck you, Miles City, Carter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm saying that for the listeners. I know you know who
Carter is. I know.
But, like, but he sent in pictures of that to Jägermeister, and they sent us, like, a box of swag. And that sticker was in there, and I got, like, a T-shirt, and yeah. But then that got transformed into a copy of the Mystery Machine, like, later on. Like, the straight up. We used that for a homecoming parade at Dickens Estate.
Cool, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I've been coming on many homes. Of course, Fremont didn't find any paths. He already took the ones already found for him.
In fact, the one he was supposed to go find that probably didn't exist anyway, he just got tired of crossing the Platte.
But he didn't call himself the Pathfinder except for his presidential run in 1856.
That would be arrogant, yes.
Yep. He did admit to already taking already known paths. The new book had drawings by Prowse and 300 pages of stats and a new map. From Westport, or KC, or Vanza City, to the Pacific. So that included his first and second expeditions, plus Vancouver's Coast Survey of California. Had some errors in it, but it was the best so far. And Brigham Young reads it, and he sees Salt Lake Valley as a fine place to go.
Yep.
Compared to the salt flats.
Because there was no motherfucking photography back then.
Photophotography.
Photography.
So basically the best was
said
that
photography. Yep. That's why it's
so it keeping with Senator Benton's plan, it touted the Columbia as the best way to get to the China and whoever.
I'm sure.
But California didn't have any plan on it since their rivers didn't connect to any of the Rockies or anything, so they didn't really need to take it over. But the book advocated for Indian removal.
Wow, shocking policy. Mm-hmm.
And Fremont got bumped up to brevet captain for this.
Brevet captain.
This is like if you're
fake captain.
You're like, I'm a pathfinder. Look, I just found this path to someone else's home, and I suggest that we take all these people out of their house.
Well, but like you said, Fremont didn't call himself the pathfinder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But still,
until he was running for office.
It's like, look at this path I found that's already here.
Right.
Yep. So Fremont was busy shaking babies and kissing hands. More importantly, though, was President-elect James K. Polk coming into office.
Oh, Polk.
And Fremont called for more mapping of the West, but Polk found him, quote, young and impulsive.
We need my map makers to be dry and old.
Yep, but Polk was even not that old for a president. He was probably, in his 50s or something like that. But he was about ready to start a war anyway. So
right.
Is that a good place to stop, I guess?
I think so.
All right.
I was just looking up, after you said, what's the fucking movie again? Supervan? I'm looking up, like, I wanted to know what they built that thing on. It was a Dodge Sportsman van. Mm. But George Barris built, like, an entire new body for it, and it features, among its most unusual features are solar panels, the ability to emit laser beams, and an entire custom body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The merchandising for the film, they actually made toys.
Oh.
So you could get, like, a model of it.
Well, did you look that up on eBay?
Not yet.
That's going to be, like, $300.
I want some Megaforce toys.
Yeah. I'll talk to my regular who's... I told you one of my regulars is making a documentary about the making of Megaforce.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all shot. They're in post-production now.
Wow.
Yeah. But I gave him my number. He's going to hit me up when they got the first viewing.
Cool.
I'll get my hands on some tickets.
Nice.
Mega farts.
Mega farts. What is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the thumb. Yeah.
Fucking weirdo.
Flying motorcycle.
Kenny Loggins looking ass.
Mm-hmm.
Stick that thumb up your ass.
Wow. That shifted gears quickly. Like, yay, Megaforce, but fuck the main guy. Piece of shit. Anyway.
Anyways, we'll be back next week with more on John C. Fremont. But until then, we're going to go out in a hail.
Oh.
Van fart fire.
Mm. What is that? Just hotboxing a van with farts?
Yeah. I've fucking done it many times. Used to live in a van.
Fuck you, Miles City.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
You better explain this, son. I built a going business here for you.
I'm sorry, Dad.
What are you going to use for money?
You spend every penny on this damn van.
Now, tomorrow is the day. 5,000 big ones to the winner of the big van happening. So get those love wagons in gear, you know what I mean.
Been working
and get on
my
over
wagon
here.
Since the crack of dawn. Got my wagon.
$5,000, I'd consider diving off the St. Louis Bridge.
You can still win it.
If you're willing to take a chance.
God. What is it?
Meet Vandora, the Superman.
Systems are programmed and ready.
That weasel genius!
We gotta stop that man.
Rolling around with me in my super van. I'd rather be riding high in my super van.